So this time is a practice of metta, which is, as you know, kindness, friendliness, and so on. And as Greg said the other day, there are many references to this in the scriptures, but there's no very exact description on how to do it. But I think what comes nearest to an actual practice description is Metta Sutta, Karaniya Metta Sutta. Karaniya means something like to be done. So Metta Sutta, Metta to be done, which sort of points to that it is a description on how to do it. So I'm going to try to do a guided meditation from the actual scripture. And it's the first time I do it, so it's a new idea. So you're the test group. So we'll see how it goes. So this sutta is sort of divided into different parts, and I will read some of the sutta and then we will practice what it says. So it starts like this. And this is about us. The first part is it's about us, all people that practice. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. So that's us. We are skilled in goodness and know the path of peace by now. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. So this is the sort of sets the scene for this. We are these people that should do this. So then, if we all sit as comfortable as possible and relax, maybe take a deep breath or two. And don't try to do anything special. Just feel the body sitting here in this room, on your chair or cushion. Feel the space around you and the presence of all your friends here. And you can also contemplate a little bit the interconnectedness of all beings on this earth. How we have depended on each other for thousands and thousands of years back. All these people that have invented everything we use, grown our food, transported it here and there, got married, had children, you know, everything that human beings have done since Stone Age and before connects us to them and everybody in between. So it's a huge, big net of interconnectedness. So then you can put your attention on this heart center that Greg was talking about. Just very softly, you don't have to sort of try to concentrate or anything. Just know that it's there. Maybe you can sort of breathe a little bit through that part of the body. So this first part of this metta we do for ourselves, as it says in the sutta. So I will repeat some phrases and you can just, you know, listen to them, and if you want to repeat them within yourself, that's okay. Maybe I'll be quiet for a little while, and then you can, if you have some phrases for yourself that you make up for yourself that you want to give to yourself, that's okay. But I've taken some of the phrases from the sutta. So, may I be peaceful, calm, wise, and skillful. May I be contented and easily satisfied. May I be straightforward and gentle in speech. May I be humble and not conceited. May I be peaceful. May I be calm. May I be wise and skillful. May I be contented and easily satisfied. May I be straightforward and gentle in speech. So we can also make up phrases for ourselves that we want. May I be healthy, for example, good one. May my practice be fruitful. May I have some insight into how things really are. So when you say these phrases, also try to see what kind of emotion or feeling there is in them when you're wishing yourself all these nice things. If you can feel some sort of metta, some friendliness, some kindness for yourself. And if you don't, that's okay too. It's not, as Greg was saying yesterday, it's not always that it is the right time or that you can feel any emotion. But it's actually the intention that is important, that you have the intention to be peaceful, calm, wise, and skillful. That's what counts. And to be content and easily satisfied, as it says, it's not difficult to wish that for yourself. is that makes life much easier. If you're not too greedy and want things all the time. And to be straightforward and gentle in speech, that's something that I really wish for myself. I can sometimes be too straightforward, maybe. And miss the gentle part. So now, if we have wished some good things for ourselves, sort of set the ground for a metta feeling or a feeling of kindness, peacefulness, calm, I will read a little bit more from the sutta. Wishing in gladness and safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. So now we are widening our circle of metta to all these different beings, whatever living beings there may be. Whether they are weak or strong, great or mighty, medium, short or small, and even the seen and the unseen, and those living near and far away, and those born and to be born. So now we can maybe bring to mind some being that is easy to give metta to, someone that we like, or a pet, or even something in nature, you know, if you have a favorite tree or something. All living beings, everything. So like Greg said before, animals are very good. If you have a dog or a cat that you really like, or a friend, family, some teacher or somebody, some other person that have done something good for you. Doesn't even have to be anyone you know. It can be someone you admire. Or actually, when I was at the latest 3 months course in the States in IMS, I saw some little caterpillars. They looked like walking brushes, small brushes. And one kind was striped brown and black. And one kind were white and black, and they had a sort of punk hairdo. They look really funny. And I don't know, I just saw them walking around, and they would cross my path, very determined and I just walked straight into the grass there, which must have been like a Amazonas jungle to them. Very brave and determined little creatures. And so I was used them for my metta practice. So you can use about just about anything. So may all beings be at ease. May all beings be honest and not deceive and not deceive each other. May all beings respect and be kind to each other. May all beings wish each other well. So what's different here to the way we usually practice metta is that we are not actually wishing these beings to be well, or we are wishing them to be nice and kind to each other, you know. It's sort of a little different twist to that, I think. It's more that all beings should care for each other. It's not just us that should care for them. They should also care for them, for each other. Which is more in line with this practice that where you don't have to believe anything, you just have to do the work yourself. So you can think of this being that can evoke some feeling of friendliness and kindness, but also all other beings, like it said in the sutta, the great and the mighty and the small and the short and the medium ones, and those living near and far away. So may all beings be at ease. May all beings be honest and not deceive on each other. May all beings respect and be kind to each other. May all beings wish each other well. So if you have some phrases of your own that you wish to put out to the universe, you can do that too. May all beings help each other when they're in trouble. May all beings drive carefully. May all beings be at ease. May all beings be honest and not deceive each other. May all beings respect and be kind to each other. May all beings wish each other well. So then this sutta goes on saying that we should radiate kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. So this is actually even bigger than all beings. I mean, okay, all beings are all beings, but this is even bigger. This is the whole universe, the entire world. But we can start before we expand out into the universe. We can start with this room here. So may all beings here in this room be free from hatred and ill will. May all beings here be kind to each other. May all of us who are practicing together be treat each other like good friends, with respect and kindness. May all beings here at Friendship Inn, all the staff and the owners and anyone who is around here in this area, may all these beings also be free from hatred and ill will. May all beings living in Kusila be kind to each other. And we can expand even further and say that all beings that live in Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Russia, all of Europe, may all those beings be kind to each other. May they be free from hatred and ill will. May they treat each other well, respect each other. And then we can expand further out to encompass the whole planet Earth. May all beings on this planet Earth, may they all be free from hatred and ill will. May they be kind to each other. May they live in peace and harmony. And then, as the sutta says, we should spread this metta upward to the sky. So may all beings that live in the sky, all birds, all flying insects, and maybe the devas and the brahmas and the elves, whatever beings, seen or unseen, that are there, may all these beings be free from hatred and ill will. May all these beings be kind to each other. May all the beings be contented and easily satisfied. May they be peaceful, calm, wise, and skillful. And then we should spread this metta downwards to the depth. So may all beings that live in the earth, all the worms, all the bacteria that process the earth, the making the nutrition from whatever is dying. They will dissolve it and make new soil or nutrition from it. All other beings that may live in some hole in the earth, may all those beings also be at ease. May they be peaceful, calm, and wise, contented and easily satisfied. May they be kind to each other. And also the beings that live in the water, in the depths of water, all the fishes and whatever other beings, shrimps, crabs, lobsters, turtles, all the beings that live in the sea, may they also be at ease, may they be peaceful, may they be free from hatred and ill will. May they be able to find ease of living, find food every day. And I want to give some extra metta to the sea turtles, because they are almost extinct. And when I go to India, I go to a beach where the sea turtles come up and lay eggs. So it's a protected beach. So, because otherwise humans and dogs and other animals will eat the eggs. But there they are protected. So may all sea turtles prosper, and may all their 100 eggs hatch into little sea turtles. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings. That's what the sutta says. It's actually my association there is the mother. Earth is our mother, and we are her children, and so we should also protect and cherish Mother Earth that gives us everything that we need to live, everything we eat and whatever we do, whatever materials we use. They come from the Mother Earth. So may the Earth itself be peaceful, calm, wise and skillful. And may the Earth be able to sustain itself, to live, to repair all the damage that humankind is doing to it. So if you have any other phrases, any wishes for goodness, of some kind to any being or beings, or the earth, or the sky, or the earth, or the water. You can make your own phrases. So just be aware of your heart center and your body sitting here in this room together. With the good intention of spreading kindness and friendliness, peace and calm, wisdom to both ourselves and all other beings in the whole universe. So the sutta ends with these words. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. So to have this intention of kindness, that's supposed to be the sublime abiding. That's a good way to train the mind, to keep that in the back of your mind. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, that intention should be there. It's not that you have to feel kind and friendly and wise and peaceful all the time, but it's good to have that intention, even if we not always live up to it. If the intention is there, it will work. Slowly, slowly. And the last little verse of the sutta is sort of, it's about more about the result of this practice, the result of our practice, both the metta practice and insight practice, concentration practice, whatever spiritual practice we do, or at least the Buddhist kind. It's always Nibbana or Nirvana that is the sort of ultimate goal. So this last verse is about that. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Another few minutes left, so we can just sit quiet and either continue doing metta for ourselves or friends or all beings, whatever you like, or just go back to vipassana practice if you feel like that. Or just breathing, just sitting here, just being here in your body and mind. Together with everybody else. You can share this space that we have at least tried to imbue with some feelings of metta, of friendliness and kindness.